This is a fairly big project. Can you say how handicapped the Jets have felt in the first four seasons here? I mean, it's been kind of a rush job. You've gotten in here. It's not a big space you have. Mm-hmm. Do you feel handicapped the way it is right now?
I don't think you feel handicapped. I think that, again, you're always looking to enhance your situation and try and make things better. And one thing that we always talked about is trying to provide, our players with, the best opportunity to succeed. And this is something, again, you don't, plan an undertaking like this in short order. And again, there's been many different iterations. At some point, you're talking about, obviously when the Jets first came here, you talk about building a dressing room. And then, as we continue to look around to different things, we said, well, what if the Moose came back and what would we do there? And so we worked on parallel plans, so to speak. And when the Moose came to fruition, that's when things really started to ramp up on the twin plan. And again, it's an exciting thing. I know that it's only pictures and it's only, concepts right now. And they're obviously going to be digging in the ground here shortly, but from a long-term perspective, to have this, knowing that this is going to be the home where, again, teams can practice, teams can operate in a normal fashion, and not have any scheduling conflicts or have any scheduling issues. It's great, and plus, the ice out here is fantastic. The facility that's in place right now, is a top-notch facility. So, from that standpoint, we're just enhancing something that is very good right now.
Could you speculate, when this is complete, how much more you think the Jets would then practice out here, and then how much the Moose might overall as well?
Well, I think it'll allow the Jets to make the decision, on what and how they want to program things. A lot of times right now, when the Jets do practice here, it's very quick because, again, it's you're taking up 3, 4, 5 dressing rooms, and it also interrupts, programming here as well for the ice time after, because, again, you don't release those dressing rooms for the public use until, you kind of get out of there. So I think it'll free up a lot of decision-making opportunities on both sides. There's going to be some juggling that goes on this year, no doubt, on trying to, work on the scheduling. And we are going to start, addressing that as we go here now that we have the Moose schedule, because until we had that, we were really just speculating on when there'd be conflicts in the building.
Kevin, I know you're more hockey ops than business ops, yeah, but where's the reassurance come from that the Manitoba Moose can be a long-term solution here in Winnipeg?
Well, again, I think it's the excitement level that has been shown, initially with respect to people. I think that, individually, we all live in the community and we talk to many, many people in the community. And the Moose brand was a real strong brand. It was, it was a brand that was built on the foundation of family and on the foundation of affordable family entertainment. And we've been able to, to bring it back and allow for that again. And we really believe that, again, this operation is going to be about, the development side of the Winnipeg Jets. So that's got a win-win from a standpoint of the fans' perspective, because obviously everything we're going to do is going to be geared towards the future success of the Jets, but not so much geared towards the financial benefit of the Moose. And again, it'll still be run as a business, as everything has to be, but in the same token, running an operation at arm's length with a third party in a different city has its costs as well. So again, we're factoring all those things into it. We're really looking forward to having the support of the fans and really looking for the corporate community to jump on as well.